What's up, bro?
I didn't sleep all weekend. It was insane.
Why? Cocaine?
No cocaine, but I did pop an Adderall at 4 p.m. on Friday, and I had to stay up all night. Friday night I'd stay up all night. So Friday morning, flew to Miami, played a gig in Miami that started at 1:30 in the morning. That is so far past my bedtime, I cannot even tell you. It's like the
Dude,
literal middle of the
you're a DJ. That's when
night.
you work.
I'm not really a club DJ. I'm like an event DJ. And so these
Oh,
club
okay.
gigs, this club life is new to me, and I'm not quite sure I'm cut out for it, to be honest with you, because 1:30 to 3 in the morning is insane. And then I had to get on a flight at 5:15 a.m. to go to Austin for a gig on Saturday. So I didn't sleep. So I popped an Adderall at 4 p.m. so that I would stay up. Stayed up just fine and got to Austin. Had to hit the ground running in Austin. Did get to sleep in Austin, thankfully, but then I had to wake up at 7 on Sunday and get a flight to Atlanta, and didn't play in Atlanta until midnight.
Didn't think this one through there, Brandi. This is kind
No,
of the gig.
didn't think about my lack of sleep situation.
If someone asked me, hey, Wells, what are the pros and cons of being a DJ? I'd say, well, the pros are you play music for a living for people that are, I don't know, dancing around like idiots.
Also, money, money, money.
Yeah. Money! Cons, gotta stay up late.
Oh, that's the biggest con of all.
Yeah, well, how did you not know this?
I don't know. I didn't really think it through.
Well, are you prescribed to Adderall?
No, so I have an Adderall plug, which is sketchy, but it is what it is. Because I don't need Adderall every
What
day.
the
That
hell
would
is an
be.
Adderall plug?
It's a somebody that gives you like a few
Oh.
Adderall a month,
All right, so I have to cut
and
this all out of the show, basically.
no, I don't think so. I
Okay.
don't think so at all.
you've got a dealer, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, I could be, listen, I could be doing a lot worse stuff like cocaine.
I agree. I agree.
So here's what I do. So I have a friend that is prescribed Adderall. He takes it every day. He takes 40 milligrams a day. I
Good.
don't, you, do you take Adderall at all?
No, I was prescribed a Ritalin in middle
That's right.
school, high school, and college.
So 40 milligrams is like the max dose that you can get, I think. He takes it every day. So he gives me like five every now and then. He'll just like hand me five of them. I can break them into quarters. Right. And take them. I mean, I only take a quarter at a time and I'm good. So it really lasts me like 2 months because I rarely take it. When I do need to stay up all night and have energy and not be sleepy, the Adderall really does me a solid.
Wow, you are like, did you just favorite getting drugs from someone else and then breaking them
Yeah.
up like a junkie?
It's not a, it's a prescription drug. It's different.
Oh my God.
Listen, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Hey,
Okay.
listen, I mean, you're living that rock star DJ lifestyle, you know? That's what happens.
It is what happens, especially when you're 31 and old and you need sleep.
If you're old, then what am I?
I'm not sure, but Friday, the Miami gig was like, I mean, the whole room looked so young. Val and I looked at each other. We were like, are we really old or are all these kids underage? And I was like, I don't know. And I usually like to play a lot of like 2000s throwback, like hip hop, pop stuff. And I swear they like didn't know what it was. And then I played freaking Katy Perry and they were like, wah! I was like, oh gosh,
Oh,
here,
wow.
this is where we're at.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking about? You want to start the show?
What's that? Sure.
Or do you want to hear what I was thinking about first?
I want to hear what you're thinking about, I guess.
You know the guy who plays Black Panther?
Yeah.
His name is Chadwick Boseman.
Yep.
That is the whitest guy name I've ever heard in my entire life. It sounds like he would be the bad guy in an 80s movie that would drove
You're not
around
wrong.
in a Porsche and it would be
Yeah.
like, oh no, Chadwick's here. And he has like coiffed blonde hair, and he might have like sexually assaulted like the girl who works at the pizza shop, but she doesn't want to say anything because her father works for his father. That's what a guy named Chadwick sounds like. Not the main character, not the president and CEO and chief of Wakanda, you
You're
know?
right. I think it's Wakanda.
Wakanda. I mean, how can you cast someone named Chadwick as Black Panther?
Because he's badass. Have you seen that dude?
Agreed. Change your name, bro. You're
Get a
wet.
stage name.
Listen, I need you to get a stage. You can't be Chadwick and
It
also
is
be the
insane.
leader of Wakanda, okay? It doesn't work that way.
Oh, you're not
If
wrong.
you want to be in a movie called The Breakfast Club, then yes,
Sure.
Chadwick, you can be in that movie.
I wonder what his friends call him. Surely not Chadwick.
I don't know.
You think they call him Sea Dog?
That's even whiter. Sea Dog. If you want to be in a movie called Pretty in Pink, Chadwick, you can be in that movie, but you can't be in Black Panther, okay?
funny.
If you want to be in a movie called Risky Business, sure, Chadwick, get in there. Okay. If you want to
start the dang show.
Okay. I could do that for a while, by the way.
I know. I can tell.
If you want to be a guy that beats up Screech and Saved by the Bell, Chadwick, get in there. But you cannot be the president, CEO, and chief of Wakanda. Bros and hoes, you're listening to your favorite thing podcast with...
Wells and Brandy. What up, what up?
Been thinking about that a while now. Been having that Chadwick Boseman bit in the...
Did you watch that movie recently?
No, I don't know what I was doing. A lot of my great idea, that wasn't even a great idea, but a lot of the things that I think about before the show happen when I go on my run, you know?
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
And I think I was listening to another podcast and they were talking about Black Panther and how great Chadwick Boseman is, which, by the way, he's phenomenal in that movie.
Phenomenal.
And they kept on saying his name and I was like, there's no way his name is Chadwick Boseman, you know? There's just no way. And then I stopped my run. I looked it up and I was like, man, that is some like born in Iowa in 1975, evil guy from every 80s movie name. And I loved it. So anyways, that's right.
Wow.
I don't even know if we'd need to talk Bachelor because we did like a lot of it last step. And I just feel like.
You know what? I didn't watch last night.
You didn't?
No, I don't have cable, so I have to like really work at watching The Bachelor live, and I didn't. I was so tired yesterday that I just couldn't be bothered. I went to bed at 9 o'clock.
I mean, everyone's saying that Hannah B. is going to be The Bachelorette. I met Hannah G. today because I went and did E.T.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
She's really pretty. I mean,
yeah.
That's. I think we all knew that. I just feel bad for her. She was just cut from that show. And so, like, it makes sense that she wouldn't be The Bachelorette because they didn't let her be on the show at all. It'd be weird for her now to be The Bachelorette after never being on The Bachelor.
Right. Makes sense.
But I don't know, man.
What do you think about Hannah B. being The Bachelorette?
I don't know if I'm for it, man. I really liked I liked Kaylin because she was cool on the show, but she doesn't want to do it.
Yeah.
I haven't met her, but
sure
seems to me that they're grooming her for it. The problem is,
I think so too.
This is going to come out after the fact and everyone's going to know. So
I watched The Woman Tell All and Everything last week. Was that last week? This is just a very girly. You're not going to have probably an opinion on this, but I hated she went blonder and straightened her hair and it just didn't, she didn't look like herself. And I thought she was so beautiful on Colton's season. And one of the things I really liked about her was that she was very natural and didn't wear a ton of makeup. And I thought her hair was beautiful. And now it looks like she's like really trying. I don't know. I don't know if that maybe like the somebody said like, hey, you can be The Bachelorette, but you got to dye your hair blonde or whatever. Like, I know they do that stuff sometimes, but.
Yeah.
I was disappointed to see her all glammed up the other night. I don't know.
The stylist for The Bachelor is a wonderful man named Kerry. And apparently the rumor is that he dressed her for that night. And we found that out because the dress that she was, Sarah was like, we need that dress that Hannah Bam is wearing. And someone like tweeted
her. Yeah,
I
liked the dress.
Someone tweeted her being like, yeah, it's like a $3,000 dress. And Sarah's like, okay. So we found out that she was dressed by, I think the guy who does all the wardrobe or whatever for The Bachelors and Bachelorette. So that would make sense that she's going to be The Bachelorette. And then it looks like that she had like a little bit of a makeover with the hair and everything. So I don't, you know, who cares? I do feel bad for Colton just because like he's just so pot committed, you know, like he can't make a right decision in this thing. Once he said it's going to be her, then there was just no going back for him, you know? So,
totally.
You know, I was thinking about it the other day. It's a weird thing that you fall in love with the idea of The Bachelor, right? Like you go on all these dates, you're completely consumed with that person for 2 months. And then you think about like what your life would be afterwards, which is a little bit of celebrity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you are falling in love with the person, but you're also falling in love with what comes afterwards, which is like you get to stay in the limelight a little bit. You get to like live that fairy tale. The Bachelor and The Bachelorette always get the benefit of the doubt with whoever they're dating because everyone's a little bit enamored with what comes next. Except this season where Cassie was like, I just don't care, kind of bailing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel terrible for Colton in that respect because he did the right thing. He told the person that he fell in love with that he was in love with her and no matter what he's going to go after, whatever. So that's kind of where I stand on it.
I agree with you.
Should we cut all this? Should this all be out of the show?
No.
How you been?
Overthinking over there?
I don't know. Like, there's parts of me that's like, this isn't this podcast, you know?
But I mean, some people listen, people watch The Bachelor. They'll listen to the podcast.
I watch The Bachelor. I love it. But there's,
yeah, I like it too.
You know, but it's just like,
I think people watch it. Just because we're not a Bachelor podcast doesn't mean we can't talk about it.
Yeah. But I have so many things to talk about in terms of faves, because last episode we spent so much time with Kaylin that I feel like we didn't talk about any faves.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. I'm glad you have a lot, because I don't have a ton. I've been really, really bad about TV lately. Dude. I haven't been watching anything new. I've just been watching reruns of Grey's Anatomy, and that's it.
All right. Well, I can carry the load this week.
That's good.
Have you heard of the show called The Umbrella Academy?
Yes, I've had a lot of people tweet me about it, and then I saw that you tweeted about it, so I'm assuming it's a must-watch.
It is so good. Okay.
Okay, what's the premise? Because I have absolutely no idea.
42 women back in like 1985 or something like that, all have a child at the exact same moment, on the exact same day, of the exact same year, way back in the day. But the caveat is none of them were pregnant that day. It's just of a sudden, all of these kids were born. Mm. And this kind of like crazy billionaire goes and tries to adopt all of them, but he adopts 7 of them. Come to find out, they all have different superpowers. So this billionaire, this eccentric billionaire, forms basically a school called the Umbrella Academy where they fight crime. So it's kind of like, it's kind of like the X-Men, I guess.
Yeah, X-Men.
A little bit. But these kids, they're all young kids who are fighting. They're not adults.
Okay. Is there anybody like notable in it, or is it all newcomers?
Ellen Page is the big name in it, but I wouldn't say that she's the standout star.
Okay.
There's a guy named Robert Sheehan. He plays Klaus, and he's like, his superpower is that he can talk to dead people. He is freaking hilarious. He's a show stealer. He's absolutely amazing. There's a little boy that goes by number 5, and his superpower is that he can time travel. And his real name is Adrian Gallagher. He's phenomenal in it. Mm. I mean, like, the whole thing is just so well done. Big.
Wow,
and it's like,
okay.
It's like time travel and...
You really inspired me to watch it.
Dude, it's so good. Like, dude, I could have ripped through it in a day, but it took us 3 days to finish that thing.
All right, I'm on it.
Get in on it, man. I want to tell a story about, I've been doing all the talking in this episode, so I feel bad.
You've just talked about that show.
Dude, when we went to Harry Potter, The Cursed Child, to watch Sarah's...
Child? You said that real Southern.
Cursed Child? I said it like Tish because I miss her.
Child? Oh, gosh.
Haunted Child. We went to go see Harry Potter and the Cursed Child because Sarah's dad plays Dumbledore a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I didn't tell this story, and I just need to tell it because if you saw Sarah's post like 3 or 4 posts ago, it's like 3 pictures of us telling a story together. And I think a lot of people, it looks like I'm mad and like I'm yelling at somebody, but really we were reenacting this story that I'm about to tell.
Okay.
And I think it's insane. We go see Sarah's dad, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. It is like the most sold out freaking show on Broadway. Everyone freaking loves it, right? There is a cancellation line out the door because everyone's trying to get into this thing, right?
No way. I didn't know that. It's crazy.
We have phenomenal tickets because, well, you know, Sarah's dad is fucking Dumbledore, right?
Yeah.
So we are like center stage, 5th row, and we sit down. And the seats behind us are vacant for the first like 30 minutes of the show. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, this, I guess it's father and daughter, come in and sit down. So they're, number one, they're late to the show, which whatever, I don't care. You know, it's New York. You might have got stuck in traffic or something.
Sure.
So they sit down late, and about 30 minutes into the first act, you just start hearing.
No.
And so I turn around, I say, oh my God, these fucking people are sleeping.
How?
I have no clue. So it kind of ruins the experience for me a little bit because I am now just focused on these assholes. I'm just so annoyed. And I'm annoyed for Sarah. Sarah brought all her friends to show, like her father. So like it was just distracting everybody. So intermission, we go to dinner. There's like a whole second show you have to go to. You don't have to, but... You should go too because it's amazing.
Got it.
Sit back down. Those people don't show up. We're like, yes, They're not coming back. They're tired. Listen, you know, they're narcoleptic idiots, whatever. This time, 15 minutes late.
No, they come back.
They come back.
Golly.
They order food, right? Now I'm so keen on everything they're saying because I hate them so much. And the daughter turns to the father, I think, and says, when was the last time you showered? And
no.
He, no joke, said, 3 days.
No.
And the entire time when they weren't sleeping, it was all
no.
over the back of my neck and Sarah's
oh,
neck.
No.
And I'm just like, oh my God, I'm going to fucking lose it. I can't handle this. So about halfway through the second act, again, we hear.
No way.
So this time I'm like, okay, you're ruining the experience for me and for everyone around me. So I turn around and I slap the dude in the leg and I say, hey.
No.
And I say it loudly. Mm-hmm. I say, hey, you're both snoring. And he was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And then he wakes up his daughter and his daughter goes, that's bullshit. We weren't snoring. And I'm like, oh my God, yes. And everyone's like, yes, you were. Yes, you
oh
were.
Oh my gosh.
So if you see that picture or those pictures.
I cannot believe you did that.
What would you have done in the situation?
I'm so non-confrontational. I would have not done that, but I would have wanted to have done that.
Yeah, well, I did that shit because guess what? You're gross. You haven't showered in 3. You know what? Instead of spending all your money on really nice Harry Potter tickets.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe go spend some money on a shower. Go take a shower.
Why would you do that, though, if you're going to sleep through the whole freaking thing?
Exactly. I hate them. I hate them.
It doesn't make any sense.
So least favorite people in the world, those two people, because gross.
Oh, no.
You're gross. You're gross. All right? Go take a shower. Go sleep. Go take a shower.
I low-key hope they're listening.
I hope so, too. All right? So anyways, if you look at those pictures, so now you have context. Now go look at those pictures on her Instagram.
No, it makes
and that,
sense.
So that's us backstage yeah. telling the crew, like the entire audience, like the entire cast or whatever, the story of these fucking idiots.
Wow. That's phenomenal. Oh. Guess who was at my show on Sunday night? You're not going to care, but I care.
I feel like it's that guy that you like a lot.
Well, no, it's no one I like personally, like I'm obsessed with or anything, but he's a very cool person to have been at my show.
Okay.
You're never going to guess.
I'm just going to go with, I'm going to go with Puff Daddy.
No. Trey Young, who plays for the Atlanta Hawks.
Oh.
He's a rookie, but he's very, very good. He's like one, you know, he's the guy on their team this year. They told me beforehand that he was going to be there. They were like, Trey Young's coming tonight. We'll probably like put him up on the stage if that's okay with you. And I was like, yeah, totes. But it was like super cool. I mean, just like, I just love the NBA so much. Like, that's pretty freaking cool to me that an NBA star wants to come out while I'm DJing. Like, that's pretty insane.
Did you talk to him about your love of basketball?
No, I was really wasted by the time I met him, but the stage was set up to where like they had it blocked off to where people were on the stage, but they couldn't just like come up and walk over to me. And he was kind of on the other side of this like barricade thing. And on my way out, they were like, Brandy, can we get a picture of you and Trey? And I was like, I guess so. But I was wasted out of my mind. And at that point, it was the sweatiest show I've ever played. Like, I was dripping sweat from jumping around and it was so hot and like the energy was just nuts. So I was disgusting. I was like, couldn't we have done this earlier? But I did take a picture with him or whatnot. And then found out later that my friend Jackie took some photos like during my set. And I actually posted one yesterday. And Trey is in the photo. He's in the background of the photo. He's in the white hoodie.
You tag him?
I didn't tag him. I didn't want to be that guy, you know? But he did. He sent me a DM that night and just said, hey, really nice to meet you. Like, great set or whatever. And I was like, Trey Young.
Nice.
Bro?
All right.
Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool.
I like it.
Yeah.
Lakers aren't going to make the playoffs, are they?
Nope.
What do you think is going to happen? Who do you think is going to go to the Lakers?
I don't know. I haven't really been keeping up on all this trade talk, but but honestly, like, I kind of feel like this is the best thing for LeBron so he can get a freaking break. Here's what I think. I think LeBron hasn't had a freaking break in years because he's gone to the playoffs every year. Mm-hmm. And when you go to the playoffs, there's not much of a break between playoffs and training for the next season, right?
Yeah.
And LeBron's got to be freaking exhausted. So if I were LeBron, I would take myself to the freaking beach, have a little off time, come back stronger than ever, and then make it next year to the playoffs.
All right. I like it. I like that breakdown of the NBA. Also, I'm not worried about LeBron, but I'm glad somebody is out there.
Hey, I'm just looking out, you know?
Good looking out, yo.
He's like a year older than me. It's 30s are tough, okay?
Yeah. You know what's great?
What?
Hose water. Have you ever drank water out of hose?
Oh, hose. I thought you meant like hose water.
No.
Hose.
No. Gross.
These hoes ain't loyal. Like that kind of hoe.
No.
Confused.
No, hose. Like a sprinkler hose.
Oh, shit. Hose water. It is bomb, but it also like, it's bomb, but like, where does it come from, you know?
Yeah, it's one of those things where like, I just don't care. No, because especially like on a hot day, you get like a big stream of hose water. Oh, man.
When are you drinking hose water? Is it like when you're out in the backyard? Like,
yeah, like doing some yard work or something.
Okay, yeah.
You know, or whatever. Like just,
sure.
I mean, like
I'm usually at the barn when I have some hose water.
Exactly. So, or like if I'm out like camping or something, whatever, out at the ranch.
Okay.
Sometimes I got a hankering for some hose water. And I just got to be like, I don't even care. I'll go. Like, I don't need a LaCroix. I'm going to get some hose water. It's always the coldest.
Going out back for some hose water.
Yeah, it's always the coldest water.
I can get down with this favorite thing.
Right?
Yeah.
Fucking hose water, man. I got a bunch of shows, dude. I've been watching a bunch.
Really? Okay, what else? Because I need some recommendations.
Have you heard about Murder Mountain?
No, what's that?
Murder Mountain on Netflix, yo. It's all about people who've been growing weed in Humboldt and up in the mountains in Humboldt and how like the most missing persons in the world happen in Humboldt County because they were growing illegally and like cartels are up there and people are just cutthroat and just shooting people. There's a mountain called Murder Mountain and the cops are like terrified of, and it's all about them trying to solve the murder of this one guy. I'm only like in the fourth episode, but it is insane, man.
Sounds like something my mother would really love.
Dude, yeah, tell Tish and Billy Ray about that. I think that they would like it.
Mm-mm.
And it's also like, it's also interesting about like legalization has basically killed the farmer because there's so much like red tape and bureaucracy and taxes. And it's funny. Mm-hmm. So like they talk about how the war on drugs, which was done by this conglomerate called CAMP, where they would have like army dudes and like helicopters go in and like take out all the farms and like threaten people with machine guns. The war on drugs didn't do anything to the marijuana production in Humboldt, but the legalization of it is killing it because it's now like big business ag companies coming in there being like, all right, well, we can do this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's crazy.
That's pretty nuts.
So,
where is Humboldt?
Humboldt's Northern California.
Northern, okay.
Yeah. It's like redwoods everywhere. Okay. It's beautiful up there. But yeah, Murder Mountain, check it out.
That sounds good. I might have to start that one before Umbrella Academy, to be honest with you.
It's just like whatever your flavor of the week is. If you want like a sci-fi thing, great. If you want a doco, boom, that's what you get.
Okay, cool. I'm into it.
You know what I'm over? It's absolutely just tired of.
What's that?
Hey, paper towel company. Whatever amount of paper towel you want to distribute, let's go ahead and triple that shit, okay? Because what you're giving me right now isn't enough, okay? And then I got to sit there like an asshole and swipe my hand or tap it and whatever I got to do. Why are we being so stingy with the paper towels? And I get the...
Because we're trying to save trees.
Yeah, but I'm trying not to have swamp hands when I walk out of toilet.
I did just read this insane article about how all the forests in Canada are being depleted at a rapid rate because the freaking United States uses like all this luxury, like we're the reason that like we're the only ones that use like luxury toilet paper and luxury paper towels that are like super thick and it's like unnecessary, and we're the reasons that all the Canadian forests are dying.
Number one, there are some things that we need to splurge on. And luxury toilet paper is one of them. I'm sorry.
I have to be honest. I'm guilty of buying it. Like, I buy Quilted Northern or something. I don't know if that's the one. But, like, something similar. But like, I'm going to stop. I really am. I'm going to start buying the seventh generation because it's in the article it said it was the only one that used recycled materials and that doesn't deplete the Canadian forest.
Great. I'll recycle that shit all you want, but make sure it's soft for my derriere, all right? I need it to be...
Oh, my God.
I can't...
But the problem is the big companies don't use recycled stuff.
I don't know what to tell you, because my balloon knot needs some real soft shit, okay? I can't have a chafed butt, yo. You can't
do that. You're
the reason
the forests are dying.
No, it's not. My butthole is not the reason why the forests are dying, okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, Forrest. Let me get real with you. There's been a time in my life when I had a hemorrhoid, okay?
Oh.
Okay? And you
that
know,
sounds miserable.
Yeah, it's not great, okay? And here's the truth of the matter. When you have that crap toilet paper, that one-ply sandpaper, you're never going to get a healed butthole, It's never going to happen. And you'll always
use, you should carry little like wipes with you. Like those good wipes you gave me that one time.
You want to know what's funny? So I got a new thing. Like this is my new favorite thing. Preparation H wipes when you don't have hemorrhoids.
They have wipes?
Yes. It's like a menthol cigarette for your butthole. It's like cold for some reason. I don't know how they do it, but.
A menthol cigarette. I cannot.
All right. But like, okay, great. But like 4 inches of paper towel that's coming out is not going to do it. I need at least 8 inches.
No, you need what they need are like the dryers, like where you stick your hand, the Dyson dryers.
Well, they say that so much poo particles are just flying around the bathroom with those Dyson blades.
No.
Look it up. Do a quick Googs. I'm telling you, man, there's so much poop in the air when they have the Dyson blades.
God.
Yep. You're just inhaling, you're freebasing poops in that world.
I think the answer is just if everybody would use recycled materials.
That's fine. Okay.
The problem is the recycled materials aren't the thick luxury toilet paper and paper towels that we're used to. Okay. We just got to get over it.
Okay. Can we make a concession here? Every paper towel that I use to dry my hands can be recycled and it can be sandpaper and it can be the worst shit in the world. But if we're going TP, I need top of the line stuff. All right.
No, you do not. Yes. Nope.
Yes.
No, you don't.
What? Come on.
Use the wipes.
Oh, man.
Carry wipes with you.
I do.
We got to save the trees.
All right. Have you seen the show Three Identical Strangers?
No, but somebody told me to watch that.
Dude, that is crazy.
Yeah, I'm right. How do you have all this time to watch this much TV?
Because I'm a nerd.
Golly.
And because, I mean, I do a bunch of travel. And so then I have my iPad and I download all this stuff.
Yeah, I got to get an iPad.
What are you doing? Got a DJ Aria.
Huh?
Got a DJ Aria.
DJ Aria.
What kind of DJ Aria? You don't have an iPad?
No. DJs don't use iPads.
They should.
Nah, dog.
I mean, DJ.
The problem is, so on Netflix, I remember that, like when I went to Africa, you taught me how to download stuff, but you can't download everything.
Yeah.
Some stuff is not downloadable. It's frustrating.
Umbrella Academy is.
Okay, good.
I believe Murder Mountain is as well.
I was on a plane. Oh, what airline was I on? I think it was American Airlines. I was on a brand new American Airlines plane.
Mm-hmm.
And they now have this little thing on the seat back in front of you that flips down and it's meant for your phone to sit so you can watch stuff on your phone.
It really?
Super dope. Yeah.
I do like that.
It's nice. Because the worst is when you have to put it on the tray and you're looking down the whole time and then your neck starts to hurt because you're like trying to look down at your phone. So Americans got it right. They've got this nice little flippy down thing and your phone sits right there and it can't go anywhere. It's fantastic.
I love it. What you listening to there, sweetie?
So I'm like a month behind on this. I've actually been listening to it for a few weeks, but we've been talking about other stuff. But there is this guy. I think it's his only song. No, he's only got two songs on Spotify. His name is Blake Rose. Do you know who he is?
I don't believe so.
He has a song called Lost that came out on February 8th, and I love it.
You big into it?
Yeah. Right, it's gotten almost 2 million listens.
I know. I'm just looking at that right now. That's crazy.
Doing pretty good. I think it was on like a new music list or something.
What's crazy, this dropped on February 8th.
Yeah. You off my mind and tell myself that it's a waste of time.
Oh yeah.
Maybe I'm dumb not to call, 'cause baby, living without you ain't right. From stumbling home after midnight to seeing the same films 100 times.
Yeah.
Maybe it won't. Good driving music, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you got a million words. So dumb. So dumb. Dude, I like that.
Can you play the chorus? Because it's the best part.
Oh. I'm wide awake, missing your face, missing your taste, wishing you were lost with me. Now I'm driving your way in the middle of the rain, wishing you were close to me. And no, I don't want to wait, I don't want to say, remember where we used to be. Yeah.
Good, right?
Kind of reminds me of Elliot Root. Do you ever listen to that band?
Oh, yeah, I do.
I freaking love that band, that. Elliot Root.
Totes.
I got
what do you got?
I got some stuffs.
Okay. One of them Maren Morris or no?
It is not Maren Morris.
Oh, everyone's raving about her new album. I haven't quite made it all the way through, but what I've heard is great.
Do you have a favorite song from the said new album?
I do not yet. I started listening to it on my flight home yesterday and only made it about halfway through. So I feel like I need a little more time with it. Maybe next week I'll pick a favorite. How's that sound?
Okay.
What do you got?
Okay, so do you remember Mike Ferris?
Sounds familiar.
He's a Nashville guy, and I heard this new song of his called Snap Your Fingers, and I just freaking lost it, man. It's like soul and everything good. Come on, dude. Anyways, Mike Ferris, Snap Your Fingers. I thought when I heard it, I was like, that sounds like St. Paul and the Broken Bones. You know that band?
Oh, yeah, totally.
And I was like, oh, man, St. Paul got some new music out. And then I saw it was Mike Ferris, and I was like, oh, shit, I remember this guy. I used to have him on my radio show back in the day. So,
no way.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Did you see how Portugal the Man got mad at the Jonas Brothers for ripping off Feel It Still?
No.
Okay, so.
No.
I mean, here's the thing. Everything sounds like something, right? Like,
I know, yeah,
it's
totally.
Just so hard. And just tell me what you think, because it's kind of interesting. This is the new one from the Jonas Brothers that is really good. Of a feather, you and me would change the weather. Yeah, I'm feeling heat in December when you found me. I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain, and maybe you know. Okay, and so here's Portugal the Man.
Yeah. I mean, I hear it.
Yeah. I mean, it's both falsettos sung similarly, you know, like.
Sure.
I mean, I think it's a little silly that, like, I saw that Portugal the Man got kind of butthurt about it, but. I mean, they're both.
I mean, they're two different songs.
They
but
are.
I hear it.
You can hear it. I thought it was an interesting, like. I can hear that.
Anyway. Yeah, it's not something I would have listened to the Jonas Brothers song and been like, this sounds like Portugal the Man.
No.
I would not have noticed that, but hearing it like that, I hear it.
Yeah. And by the way, listen to country music right now and everything sounds the same.
Totally. I really like the new Billie Eilish song.
Oh, yeah.
Wish You Were Gay. I really love Billie Eilish.
I do too. I think she's cool.
So good.
It's so fucking funny and good. Perfect. It's almost like it's what I wish break up with your boyfriend or break up with your girlfriend, I'm bored was,
yeah,
you know?
Totally.
It's like kind of like the better version of that.
Well, it's like the cool girl version of that.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You got anything else?
I read a book that I really liked.
Okay.
Oh, I remember now. So I talked about a book a while back called The Couple Next Door.
Mm-hmm.
So it's by the same author as that. It's called Stranger in the House. It's similar enough as far as the vibe of it. Like it's always, you know, it's always like a mystery thriller type. Like that's kind of her genre or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it was original enough that I still really enjoyed the read. And there was a nice twist at the end that like the whole book, I kind of felt like, oh, I think I know what's going to happen. And even though I did guess one thing, there was still a twist at the end that I didn't guess. So I really, really liked it.
Oh, cool.
So it's called A Stranger in the House by Sherry Lapina. She wrote The Couple Next Door as well. So the premise is Karen and Tom Krupp are happy. They've got a lovely home in upstate New York. They're practically newlyweds and have no kids to interrupt their comfortable life together. One day, Tom returns home to find Karen has vanished. Her car's gone and seems like she left in a rush. She even left her purse complete with phone and ID behind. There's a knock on the door. The police are there to take Tom to the hospital where his wife has been admitted. She had a car accident, lost control as she sped through the worst part of town. The accident left Karen with a concussion and a few scrapes, but she's mostly okay except that she cannot remember what she was doing or where she was when she crashed. The cops think her memory loss is highly convenient, and they suspect that she was up to no good. Karen returns home with Tom, determined to heal and move on with her life, and then realizes something has been moved. Something's not quite right, and someone has been in her house. The police won't stop asking questions, because in this house, everyone's a stranger. Everyone has something they'd rather keep hidden, something they might even kill to keep quiet.
Oh, dun 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 dun.
So yeah, it's super good, you know.
I've got another show, but I think I might wait for it until next week.
Yeah.
Just because.
How have you watched all these shows in the week's time?
Because I'm a dork, bro.
It's mind-blowing.
What do you want from me?
It's also because you're in a nice, comfortable relationship with where you live with your girlfriend and you guys just watch TV together.
Literally never leave the house.
Must be freaking nice.
It is nice. It's wonderful. And maybe it's time for you to move to Africa, I guess. And that's what you need to do.
It's easy for you to say because this is the one thing I can still do while in South Africa is the podcast.
Exactly. All right. Well, you can DJ in South Africa. People like music in Africa.
The club scene there is not legit.
No.
I'd be flying up to Europe all the time, and that's long. It's 12 hours.
All right. Well, by the way, we have a lot of stuff that we need to talk about.
Oh, you're so right. We need to announce some things.
Yeah. Okay. So right now we have a Your Favorite Thing podcast Instagram account.
Yes, we do.
So it's YFT podcast on Instagram. Please go follow it. We've got a bunch of followers right now, but it would be nice if there are more, I suppose. And what's cool about that, like obviously like your Instagram page and my Instagram page are just like our separate lives, whereas this is like a culmination of the show. So I know the big problem is that everyone kind of complains about like, you need to write down what songs you played or what books you liked. And like, this is going to be an easy place for you to go to find all the information.
Totally. And it's just for me, like we keep trying to think of ways that are more interactive for you guys to be involved with the podcast. So we think that having an Instagram will just, you know, I don't know, make it more interactive for you guys to follow along and have new stuff every day to see.
Another thing, a lot of people I've heard complaints that like, hey, I have a Samsung, I don't have iTunes, so it's hard for me to listen to your show. So there is other ways to listen to the show if you do have an Android. We are now on Spotify, so you can listen there. Just type in Wells and Brandy or YFT or Your Favorite Thing or whatever, and it'll pop up there. Also, at the Instagram page, there is a link to a website, which we have now. And on that website, there'll be all the information, contact stuff, and every episode ever right there. Then you can listen to it if you have an Android or an iPhone or freaking Walkman from 1732.
Can I get a Walkman?
Yes.
Yeah, good stuff. Cool stuff happening.
Also, it would be super dope if... So, like, we were climbing up the charts last week. I loved it.
Wells was sending me screenshots. He was very excited.
Yeah, because now it's a competition. Like, that's... you know, like, that. Now I want to beat everybody. The way that it's helpful for us to climb up those charts is if you go like, if you give us 5 stars, and if you comment on that shit.
Comment.
So just do all the comments. Unless you're going to say bad
tell
things.
Us a story.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever you want, really.
And you know what? I'm a freaking dork, and I read all those. So if you've got questions and stuff, you can put them there. Why not?
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea, Wells.
Right?
Yeah.
I like that shit, huh?
Uh-huh.
What do you got going on tonight?
Tonight, a whole lot of nothing. I should be watching the Bachelor finale, but I don't think I'm going to. I actually need to start packing because I leave on Thursday. I'm going to Nashville for a few days, which is exciting. But then from there, I head out to this Caitlin Bristow tour. So I'm so excited. Our first date is in Calgary, and I've never been to Calgary. So it's going to be super exciting. I fly there on Monday. And our first show is Tuesday. And then after that, we head over to Toronto, but we have a couple of days in between. So I'm actually going to get to go to Banff National Park in Canada, which has been one of my top places on my bucket list for a really long time. So I'm excited to go and check that out and see that. So next time you guys hear from me, I will be coming at you from Canada.
Something that people don't really know about Banff, that stands for Badass Motherfucking Forest. So
it's actually an N, not an M. So.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. It's something like that.
right. It's a good try, though. It was a good try.
Yeah, whatever. All right. Tell. I wanted to see if I could get you to believe that. Be like, really?
Well, no way.
No way, bro. All right. Well, tell Caitlin I say hi. And
will do.
I'll see you next week, dude.
Yeah, man.
I don't know why I started talking like that. My dog came in here. That's why. My dog came in, so I started talking like a, like, hey, Carl.
That's your Carl voice?
No, well, I talk to Carl like a normal human, and then he talks back like,
I was under the impression we were going to go on a run today, but it seems like you're just talking into this stupid microphone, so.
All right, I'm out of here. Miss you.
I see you.
Love you.
Miss you.
Bye.
See you soon. Bye.
I'm Natalie Barbeau, host of The Real Real Podcast, where we go behind the highlight reel to find out what's really going on in the lives of content creators, entrepreneurs, and everyone in between. After quitting my corporate job to start my own businesses, I realized that while things might look glamorous on our Instagram feeds, things can get real behind the scenes. You can listen to The Real Real every Monday to start off your week with some realness and inspiration. Find my podcast wherever you're listening right now, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe so you never miss a beat.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.